This is a presentation of your season ticket, WESV Sports. Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESV Sports. B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB, Bradford.
And good evening and welcome to Bradford Owls basketball here on WSB Sports. This is James Patrick coming to you live from the campus of Smithport High School in Smithport, Pennsylvania, where tonight your Bradford Owls will be taking on the Smithport Hubbers in high school basketball action. Thank you for being with us. A little bit of an early start tonight. We'll be kicking off here in a few minutes. Referees are meeting with our captains right now. Teams are warming up. Earlier, the JV Owls came out on top, and I didn't get that written down. They won by about seven, say 35-28 we'll go with. That wouldn't be good for your Super Bowl numbers if it was just a guess, but hope everybody enjoyed the Super Bowl. We're back to basketball again. So, once again, thank you for being on board with us tonight. Pull up a radio. Sit back and enjoy some Bradford Owls basketball. The Owls are winding down their season. This is a makeup game from earlier in the year. Mother Nature got us. And tomorrow was originally scheduled that we're going to be Lady Owls down in Clarion. But then we'll do the Lady Owls the following night, a makeup game against Elk. So, guys trying to get these games in before the playoffs. Owls trying to close out their season on a strong note. Kind of a crazy setup tonight. I'm sitting in the stands. I wasn't here early enough, and other media outlets got to the tables before me. So I'll be in the stands tonight. Live reports from the stands. Players lining up for the national anthem. I will take a short break, and we will be back for the starting lineups for your basketball game tonight between the Bradford Owls and Smithport Hubbers. This is Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports. B107.5 FM, AM 1490. WESB Bradford. W298CM Bradford. WESB Bradford. Your season ticket. WESB Sports. B107.5 FM.
Okay, welcome back to Smithport. James Patrick, WSB Sports. The Owls versus the Hubbers. Just a quick trip up over the hill. Starting for your Owls tonight will be Carter Rulo, Tyler Simmons, Marcus Twilliger, Taryn Reese, and Danny Marasco. On the bench tonight for your Owls, Curcio, Austin, Troisi, Lorman, Bell and Nelson. Common starting lineup there. Rulo, Simmons, Terwilliger, Reese, Marasco. Almost a different leader every night, but Marcus Terwilliger overall leads the Owls in most categories. A lot of involvement amongst all the five. And actually about eight of them. They go deep on the bench and do a great job. Starting for Smithport, Mason Swanson, Holden Smith, Cole Burdick, Aiden Hallowell, and Colin Okerlund. I was trying to see what number Holden Smith was because they didn't have a number in the scorebook, of course. just to throw me off, but they're still wearing their warm-up jerseys. The Owls are going to be in their road black uniform with red and white trim. Smithport will be in their home white uniform with orange trim. Once again, thank you for being with us. All of our past broadcasts, as well as this one at a later date, will be available on demand at WESB.com. Looks like number 40 is going to be Holden Smith. We'll go with it. Okay, Danny Marasco will be jumping for your Owls. Don't see the boys much in their road black uniforms. Nice crowd here. Much smaller gymnasium, Smithport, if you've never been here. Looks like Colin Okerlund's going to jump against Danny Marasco. And we're underway. The tip is won by Bradford. There's Carter Rulo. Rulo gets it back to Reese. Owls set up their offense to Williger. Simmons in the corner. Quickly to Rulo, who is fouled. That foul's going to be on Aiden Halliwell, his first and the team's first. Simmons going to inbound on the baseline. There's Twilliger for three off the mark. Rebounded by Reese. Owls set up possession again. Just underway here from Smithport. There's down the baseline. Simmons short jumper off the back iron. Rebounded by Smithport. There's an errant pass. Wasn't ready for it. Simmons comes up with the ball. Another possession for the Owls. Twilliger sets up the play. They get it to Marasco. Down low to Simmons. Simmons tries a backward, a reverse layup. Uh-oh, I forgot about where I'm located. So there's a foul on Smithport. That's going to be on Holden Smith, his first. The team's second. Simmons is going to shoot two here. Simmons, first one's off the mark. Still scoreless, just 37 seconds into the first quarter. Bradford Radio legend Frank Williams out there on the court, refereeing tonight. And there's breaking the ice. Tyler Simmons has the first point of the ball game. Your Owls lead 1-0. Some three-quarter court defense. There's a quick hand by Simmons. Marcus to Rulo. Rulo goes up and gets fouled. Could have been a block, but the referee called it a foul. That foul's on Colin Okerlund, his first, the team's third, and Carter Rulo will be at the line for two. First one's up, and in and out. Already just one for three from the line. Second one's off the mark. One for four for the Owls in the early going. But Danny Marasco hustles and gets the rebound. Another possession for the Owls. 1-0 Bradford. To Williger. There's Reese into the corner. Simmons. Simmons down low to Rulo. Spin move gets blocked. Shot gets blocked and taken by Smithport. And they're down the court fast. There's a three ball from Smithport. It's off the mark. Rebound by Smithport. And there's a charge, oh my goodness, on Aiden Halliwell. That's his second foul and the team's fourth. Just in a minute and 15 seconds here. Smithport getting a guy off the bench. That's Waller. Waller coming in already for Halliwell, who has two fouls in the early going. Okay, the Owls still with a 1-0 lead and possession. Reese, Twilliger, Simmons in the corner. Simmons down low, Danny Marasco. Couple moves, spin, up and in. Nice strong move there by Danny Marasco. The Owls lead 3-0. Pressure on the ball again, but Smithport breaks it. They're down low, and the shot's off the mark. Danny forced an errant shot and got the rebound. Here goes the Owls with a 3-0 lead. Marcus Twilliger thought about a three ball, gets it out to Reese. Back to Twilliger for three, and it's off the mark. Rebounded by Smithport. Smithport up the court quick again. Too hard. Danny Marasco with a rebound. Marcus Twilliger down the other end really fast. Gets it underneath to Reese. Reese tries a reverse layup. He was too far into the basket. And that's off of Bradford out of bounds. Smithport ball. End-to-end action, but no scoring. Bradford leads 3-0. 5:44 to go here in the first. Smithport gets it up court. And they bobble it. And Danny Marasco comes up with a loose ball. Danny finds Marcus ahead of the field. Marcus had to pull it up. There's a Reese for a three, and that's off the mark. Rebounded by Smithport. If the score comes out tomorrow 9-5 like a game in Johnsonburg earlier this year, I will tell you that both teams are trying to score. Smithport on the baseline, up, in. That's going to be Colin Okerlund for two and a chance for the three-point play. Foul for Bradford is on Marasco, his first and the team's first. So Okerlund's going to have a chance for the old-fashioned three. Up, no good. Simmons with a rebound. Three-two Bradford lead, and there's a bad pass, a turnover. Smithport ball trailing by one. 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. If you're just tuning in, Bradford High basketball against Smithport. Sometimes we are advertised at 7:30, and you'd be tuning in now. A little bit of an early start. Smithport possession. They trail 3-2. Good defense there by Twilliger and Reese. He gets it out. There, it's down low. Oh, quick hand by the Owls, but a loose ball comes up to Smithport. There's a shot. Good. That's Holden Smith with a basket. Smithport takes the 4-3 lead. Reese with the ball. Reese down low to Rulo. Rulo to Marasco to Twilliger. Nice ball movement. Marcus lays it in. Real nice three-pass sequence there by the Owls. And they take the 5-4 lead. Smithport now. There's a quick hand by Simmons, knocked out of bounds. Smithport possession, trail by one. Halfway through the first quarter. There's a drive down the lane and a floater off the mark. Marasco high for the rebound out to Twilliger. Back to Simmons. Simmons pulls it up. Gets it down low to Danny. Danny's all off the rim and out. A nice move there by Daniel Marasco. Just wouldn't fall. Smithport away quickly down to the other end, all the way to the baseline. There's a quick hand by Rulo. And Smithport maintains possession. There's a three from the corner for Smithport. Looked good, but off the mark, rebounded by Reese. Reese fast down the other way. Simmons drives in, floater. Oh, they called the charge, but did they give him the basket? They did not. So that's on Tyler Simmons, his first. The team's second. He had the ball in the air so long that I thought they might count the basket. He shot well before the charge, but five to four lead for Bradford. There's a foul on the Owls. That's on Marcus Twilliger, his first, the team's third. 3:10 to go. 5-4 Bradford lead. Long cross-court pass, then into the corner. There's a three ball, long, and there's Reese for the rebound. Oh, that's Troisi checked into the game. Sorry, that was Troisi. He got the ball to Reese. I didn't realize Troisi had checked in there. Slipped one in on me. I'm not on the right, correct side for that this game. So there's Marcus, thinks about a three. There's Troisi from the corner, going to take a three and nail it. And I got to apologize again because that was Reese. I was supposed to have that ironed out by now, but they do look alike. Here's a three ball for Smithport quickly. It's good. Cole Burdick. And Bradford leads 8-7. Quickly down court. Rulo getting triple teamed out to Marasco and Twilliger. There's Reese for another one. In and out. Rulo fights for the board and Smithport comes away with it. Chance for Smithport to take the lead as we approach 2 minutes to go in the first. He's going to have another three there. And that one's short. That one's rebounded by Reese. Marcus Twilliger for the ball. Back to Reese. Reese had to get up kind of high to save that pass. Down low. Down lower. And that's Marasco was down very low. Smithport off and running. That guy works his way around everyone and lays it in. That's Mason Swanson. Smithport takes a 9-8 lead. Danny Marasco with the ball. Marcus Twilliger thinks about a three. Pulls it down. Gets it in out to Troisi. There's Troisi telegraphed a pass, and it's stolen by Smithport. And that's going to be a foul on Troisi. His first. The Owls fourth. And two shots, four. Colin Okerlund. So Smithport with the lead, 109 to go in the first. A one-point lead and two free throws coming. First one's up and good. Well, here comes Landon Lorman into the game and Cole Blatchley for Reese and Rulo. Second free throw is up. Good. So there's an 11-8 lead. The Owls better not sleep on these Smithport Hubbers. They're here to play tonight. Here comes Marcus Twilliger across the timeline. 106 to go in the first. Owls trail 11-8. Twilliger out to Troisi. Danny Marasco, top of the key. Marcus, one dribble and a shot, and it's way off, out of bounds. Owls are a little bit out of sorts right now. 50 seconds to go, trail by three. Smithport has possession. Smithport gets it across, and they get the open man who puts it up, and too hard. Marasco comes away with the rebound. Quickly to Twilliger. He's looking for to go all the way. Marcus goes and misses the shot. Smithport rebounds it. And it's going to be an open three ball again. That's good. That's Cole Burdick with his second three, and Smithport leads by six. 14 seconds to go. Marasco, Troisi. Troisi worked his way underneath and got fouled, so Evan Troisi will be shooting two. That calls on Waller. That first foul, team's fifth foul. Troisi's got two. First one's up. No good. Smithport leads by six, and they have 6 seconds to go if they get this rebound. Troisi's second free throw. Good. Troisi on the board. Owls trail by five. Smithport going to look for this last shot. Down to 4 seconds. They haven't went far. They're going to have to heave it up. Nope, they're not. They didn't get it off. So that's going to be your score at the end of one. Smithport Hubbers 14, Bradford Owls 9. Short break. We'll be back with the second quarter. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle Sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford, WESB Sports.
And welcome back, James Patrick, here at the campus of Smithport Junior Senior High School. Bradford Owls versus Smithport Hubbards. End of the first quarter, Hubbards lead 14-9. The Owls got off to a quick 3-0 lead, but then neither team scored for a few minutes. And then, Smithport scored 14 rather quickly in that quarter. 2-3 balls by Cole Burdick. The Owls are, they didn't look like they were prepared for what they got there. Let's see what happens here in the second quarter. Looks like it's going to be Smithport possession to start the second. Owls come out of the court with Rulo, Marasco, Reese, Simmons, Twilliger. Original starting five. There's a double team on the ball. Get it down low. Good passes. Risky, but good. There's a three ball off the mark. Twilliger with a rebound. Twilliger, Simmons. Simmons drives the baseline. Now he's looking for somebody. Gets it to Rulo. Rulo back out. Back out to Reese. They reset the play. Here comes Twilliger. Twilliger gets the pick. Gets it out. Simmons takes a three. No good. Danny Marasco with a rebound and the putback. Nice, strong move there by Danny Marasco, and the Owls are within three, 14-11. Pressure on the ball, but there's a quick hand. Quick hand by Reese, but it went back to a Smithport player. They get it down low and then back out. There's another three ball. No good, out of bounds. Nice quick hand there by Rulo, but Smithport got lucky, and the loose ball went right back to him. So the Owls with possession, only down by three. Twilliger with the ball. Marasco, top of the key. Reese out on a wing. Down low to Rulo. Marasco again low. Daniel Marasco, when he's open there, it's almost always going to go in, and it's in again. Owls trail by one. There's a quick hand by Simmons. And a steal created. What a beautiful play. I had to sit back and watch, and I couldn't tell you about it. So Simmons got the hand, and he tipped it to Twilliger, who tipped it back to Simmons, and Simmons laid it in. And there's a timeout taken by Smithport. The Owls are on the defense. So your Owls have taken the 15-14 lead. Let's take a short break, and we'll get back to you here. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Heritage Design, modern made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets modern made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
So a couple turnovers created here by the Owls at the beginning of the second quarter, and a quick 6-0 run to take the one-point lead. Smithport was in trouble there in the backcourt, but the coach called timeout. Looked like the Owls were going to get them to turn over again. 6:19 to go in the second. Smithport ball. Good crisp passing, good defense, 2-3 zone by your Owls. And there's a ball out of bounds off the Owls. Smithport's going to inbound on the baseline. Inbound, corner. Long three, way off the mark. Rulo with a rebound, gets it to Twilliger. Twilliger looking up court, nothing there. Daniel Marasco in a strange place for him. Now he's getting down low, but there's Reese. Oh, Reese misses the floater, and it goes out of bounds off of Bradford. So your Owls lead 15-14. Just under 6 minutes to go in the half. Pressure on the ball. Oh, there's a kick ball by Marasco. Smithport will inbound in front of their own bench. If you're just joining us, a little bit of an early start tonight here in Smithport. Owls and Hubbers. And there's a ball down low for Smithport and a foul on the Owls. That's going to be on Carter Rulo, his first, the team's first. Smithport inbound. Way out past the three. There's a. They like that three ball. They've taken several. They've made a few. Now they drive the baseline. He stepped on the baseline. Going to be Bradford ball with a one-point lead. 5:20 to go in the first half. Reese to Williger. Play catch for a little bit there. There's a quick hand by Smithport. Ooh. I thought he got it knocked out off the Owls, but it does go out of bounds off of Smithport. Simmons going to inbound it. They're going to inbound way into the backcourt for Reese. Reese, Marasco, Simmons to Williger, Rulo, the original starting five. Down low to Rulo. Couple spins back to Marcus for three. Off the mark. Rulo hustles for the rebound. Gets it to Marasco. Marasco down low to Rulo. He gets it to Marasco. Strong and too strong, but Daniel gets it again and again. So two offensive rebounds for Daniel. And eventually he got it in there. The Owls take a three-point lead, and Daniel's up to 8 points on the night. There's a long three. Oh, in and out. And out of bounds. Bradford ball. So the Owls have run off eight in a row now to start the second quarter. 8-0 run. We're almost halfway through the second. Hubbers are yet to score. There's Simmons with the ball. Marasco. Back to Simmons. Simmons out of bounds. Smithport ball. Trailing by three. Owls put on full court pressure. They break through it. They get it all the way down low on the baseline under the basket and then way back out for a three. That's off the mark. And that's going to be rebounded by Reese. Reese quickly up to Simmons. Simmons takes a floater. One rim to the next. Rulo with a rebound. Rulo out to Twilliger's going to take a three. That's off two rims, in and out. Rebounded by Smithport. .339, there's a three ball. That one looked good, but it didn't make it. Here goes Reese, ahead quick to Simmons. Simmons in. Simmons is usually ahead of the field on the transition. So Owls are out to a five-point lead now. I think that's their biggest lead of the game. And that's a foul on Simmons, his second, the team's second. So the Owls are on a 10-0 run now to start this second quarter. There's a throwaway. Danny Marasco gets it. Marasco's going to think about all the way. He does. He gets his own board and puts it in and is fouled. Wow. So Daniel Marasco pulls up, 5 feet away, takes a little floater, misses it, but in the process gets his own rebound and gets fouled. So he's going to shoot for the old-fashioned three-point play. That foul was on Waller, his second, the team's first. So Daniel Marasco with a chance to put the Owls up by eight here. And it's no good. So your Owls lead by seven, Smithport ball. Three minutes to go in the first half. There's a double team on the ball. That's Cole Blatchley checked into the game. That's going to be a foul on Blatchley. I didn't even put him in here. Wonder why that is. Okay. That's Blatchley's first foul, the team's third. Smith-Burt gets it down low. Turnaround jumper short. Rulo with a rebound. Here comes Reese down low. That's Troisi. No good. And it's going to be a jump ball. Jump ball. Big scrum underneath. That's going to stay with Bradford. It is. So the Owls are going to inbound under the basket. 2:37 to go in the first half. There's Danny Marasco. Hands it back to Troisi, who's in the game as well. So Reese, Troisi, Blatchley, Marasco, and Rulo. There's Marasco, gets to Rulo, wide open. Beautiful pass. Rulo's on the board for tonight. Very sharing the ball. Really nice, the Owls are tonight. Some real nice passes to their open teammate. The ball went into the stands. I think almost took someone's head off, but looks like everybody's going to be okay. There's a little guy over there, I think. Okay, Smithport inbounds. The Owls lead by 9. 2:12 to go. Smithport's yet to score in the second quarter. They had 14 in the first quarter, and there's another turnover, and here goes Troisi. Troisi's going to go all the way and get it blocked out of bounds. So that was Okerlund that caught back up to the play. Troisi had to kind of offset the steps. Oh, they called it. Must have hit Troisi on the way out. So good block. Smithport possession. There's another quick hand by the Owls. Feed down low. Foul on Rulo. Two shots for Smithport. That's Carter's second. The team's fourth. Holden Smith going to be at the line for 2. First one's good. There's Smithport's first point in the second quarter. There was a lid on there. So Smithport trails by 8. Landon Lorman chips into the game and Cole Blatchley. Second free throw is up. No good. Rebound, Simmons. Simmons gets it to Troisi. Troisi over to Blatchley. Blatchley's going to take a 3. Ooh, off the mark. Smithport rebounds. The Owls lead 23-15, a minute and a half to go in the first half. Smithport moves it around. Lorman. Quick hand by Twilliger, and Lorman comes away with a loose ball all the way down to the Troisi under the basket. Oh, Troisi misses. Rebound by Twilliger and put back by Marcus. Owls up by 10. .110 to go in the first half. Owls on defense. Look at, there's Troisi just creating havoc, but a little bit too much havoc. That's Troisi's second foul. The team's fifth, so Smithport will be shooting 2. 1:06 to go in the half. Taryn Reese is going to come in, probably for Troisi. First free throw up. No good. They're being shot by Okerlund. Reese comes in, checks in for Troisi. Makes it a lot easier on me, as you guys know. Okay, second free throw for Okerlund. Up. And no good. Rebound Simmons. Nice rebound there by Tyler Simmons. And he's off and running. Gets it over to Twilliger. Twilliger, Blatchley in the corner. Blatchley's going to take it again. He had the one to warm up that almost went. And there is one for Cole Blatchley that's in. That's a 3 ball. Cole's on the board tonight. 47 seconds. Your Owls lead by 13. We're down to 38 seconds to go in the first half. There's another quick hand by the Owls. Steal to Williger ahead of the field. There goes Simmons. Simmons. They got Simmons on the charge again. He's got a big smile on his face. He made the basket again, but they called him on a charge. That's his third foul. He's going to have to come out here at 27 seconds to go. You don't want to get a fourth one here in the first half. So Danny Marasco comes back in. And on the court, you've got Reese, Lorman, Blatchley, Marasco, Twilliger. 21 seconds. There's another quick hand. And there goes Reese ahead of the field, lays it in. 30-15. Yowls have doubled him up. There's a steal by Danny Marasco. Gets it to Twilliger. Back to Marasco, and he misses the layup, but he's fouled. Yowls have 21 points and counting here in the second quarter, and Smithport scored one. Pretty impressive. So Danny Marasco at the foul line for two. There's one. Good. That's Danny's 13th point of the first half. Sorry, that's his 11th point. And the next free throw is good for his 12th point. Owls lead by 17. I hit 6 seconds now for Smithport. Down to four. Simmons went for a steal, and then it goes off of Smithport. So the Owls are going to have 2 seconds here to try to get a shot off. Marcus all the way. Oh, it was close. It was close. So the Owls go to the locker room, leading 32-15. I'm going to take a break. I'll compile some stats, be back here with a halftime show with your Owls leading 32-15 at the half over the Smithport Hovers. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM. AM 1490, WESB, Bradford.
Heritage Design, Modern Made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline Series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets Modern Made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490. WESB Bradford.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
W298CM Bradford. WESB Bradford. Your season ticket. WESB Sports. B107.5 FM.
And welcome back to WSB Sports. James Patrick on the campus of Smithport Junior Senior High School. Bradford Owls versus Smithport Hubbers. After a sluggish start, the Owls trailed 14-9 after the first period, and I had commented they looked like they were half asleep. Well, they woke up. In the second quarter, the Owls outscored the Hubbers 23-1 to take a 17-point lead. Quite a performance there in the second period for the Owls. Defensively, quick hands, steals, good rebounds, and offensively, great ball movement, always finding the open guy and getting the basket. So, yeah, your Owls lead 32-15 at the half after certainly a slow start. The Owls are currently being led. Danny Marasco with 12 points. And then there's a whole host of others supporting. Reese with 5. Terwilliger, 4. Simmons, 5. Blatchley, 3. Rulo, 2. Troisi, 1. Smithport's currently led by Cole Burdick with 2 3-pointers and 6 points. But, yeah, it's when the Owls get it going like that, it's certainly fun to watch. But sometimes it happens against them like that. So, now that was a nice second quarter. Gives them a nice 17-point cushion. They can go out there and maybe get some guys some time off the bench that don't necessarily get a lot. Always like to see that because that works on next season. Thank you for being with us tonight. We'll be with you tomorrow night. As a reminder, we'll be in Tyonesta, Northern Clarion High School in Tyonesta. I've never been there through all my years, so it'll be a first for me, but we'll be there with the Lady Owls at Northern Clarion High School. Right around 7:15 or so with the tip-off. Just the Owls out here warming up so far. Smithport's probably getting yelled at for them going to sleep in the second quarter after they had that lead. I'd like to remind you that our games are available on demand at WESB.com. There's several years worth there in the archives. You can go back and listen to anything you'd like that was ever broadcast on WESB. So, boys or girls action. I am going to take one more short break, and we'll be back with the start of the third quarter. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports. B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the Clip, the Drop, and the Skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
W298CM Bradford. WESB Bradford. Your season ticket. WESB Sports. B107.5 FM.
And welcome back, James Patrick. WESB Sports, Smithport High School. Hubbers Owls on a beautiful Monday evening. And I mean that. After last night, holy cow. Smithport comes out of the locker room late. Glum faces after that second quarter being outscored 23-1 after the 14-9 lead after the first quarter. Coaches are giving their last minute instructions here and we'll be underway. Pretty early, 8 o'clock, second quarter starting. Second half starting. Simmons, Marasco, Terwilliger, Reese, and Mr. Carterullo on the court for your Owls, the starting five originals. Smithport looks like Swanson, Burdick, Halliwell, Okerlund, and Smith. They're original starters. Smithport's going to have the ball to start the third quarter, and we are underway. There's a double team, Terwilliger and Simmons. There's a long pass and a foul on Daniel Marasco. That's going to be Marasco's second foul. Danny tried to intercept it, went way up high, but smashed into the Smithport player. So that's the first foul's team foul. Smithport inbound into the corner. Some good ball movement around. They get it down low and kick back out. They like that three, as we know. It's back out. They reset it. Double team Twilliger and Simmons. There's a on the baseline in. That's Colin Okerlund. He drove the baseline and laid it up. Shooter's touch. There's 2 points for Smithport. Already better than the second quarter. Marcus Twilliger gets it down low to Rulo, and there's a tip pass. Smithport comes away with a turnover. Now, good defense by Marcus Twilliger. Bad pass. Reese comes away with it. Reese going to take it the whole way off the mark. Rebounded, then out of bounds off of Smithport. Bradford ball. 15-point lead. 1 minute gone here in the third quarter. Reese with the ball on a wing. Down low, Rulo, couple dribbles. Nice little floater. Carter Rulo's on the board, and your Owls are on the board here in the second half with a 17-point lead again. There's an errant pass. Rulo comes away with it, gets it to Simmons. Simmons thought about it, gets it to Rulo again. Rulo with that little float and jump shot. That's not going to be stopped. And the Owls pull out to a 19-point lead. There's some defense. That's intercepted by Rulo. Twilliger ahead of the field. Slams it. He thought it was going to happen. Last time we did that in the game, I was surprised. But this time he got the breakaway. And Marcus Twilliger slammed it down. So you don't get to see that a lot in high school basketball, especially in our area. Smithport's emptying their bench already. I think their coach is pretty disgusted with the starters right now. They are bringing in their JVs. There's Reese down low, puts it up and in. And the Owls are up to a 23-point lead that quickly. Here comes a couple of the Owls. But Smithport has five fresh players out there. All I saw them play earlier in the JV game. So that's out of bounds off of Smithport. And here goes the Mass changeout. Now for your Owls, Trey Curcio is going to come into the game. Actually, it looks almost like a timeout. We're going to stay here, try to make sense of it. So Smithport, unhappy with their starting five, going to offload their bench. The Owls are going to have to somewhat counter that, I would think. Curcio is going to come in at least right now. Watch it be a full timeout, too, so you can stay and listen to me. 5:28 to go. The Owls lead 40-17 in the third period. So the Owls, let's see, a quick 8 points here. 8-2 run to start this third quarter. Okay, who are we going to have? There is Braylon Austin, Troisi, Lorman, Curcio, Trey Curcio, and Blatchley out there for your Owls. Nobody's very tall. They still got a couple, all of them got a couple years to grow. Curcio with the ball to Troisi. There's Blatchley. Back to Curcio. Curcio, they get it down low to Lorman, who gets it down low to Austin. Braylon Austin on the board. Very nice. Good to see the younger guys getting on the scoreboard. There's a three for Smithport. Short rebound is Austin. Gets it to Blatchley. Blatchley gets the ball out. Austin in the corner. No, yeah, that is Austin. Sorry. There's Curcio again. There's Troisi. Troisi drives, little floater, up and in. Troisi with his third point in the game. 44-17, the Owls lead. That looks like... I don't have that guy's number for Smithport. I don't have several of those. So Smithport working it around. Owls playing good defense. For the most part, backups for both teams right now. Halfway through the third quarter. Work it around. Good defense, but there's a three ball off the back iron, rebound by Blatchley. Blatchley gets it to Curcio. Curcio with the ball, back to Blatchley. There's Troisi in the corner. Back to Curcio. There's Frazier. Sorry, Austin. Why do I say Frazier? Austin. Braylon Austin. Troisi thinks about it, passes it up. There's Curcio with the drive. Gets it back. Oh, Austin. And there's a tip from Troisi back to Curcio. Then they weren't on the same page, so they threw it out of bounds. Going to be Smithport possession, 3:18 to go in the third, 44-17, your Owls lead. There's a quick hand by the Owls and an interception. Here goes Troisi all the way to the hole. And what are they going to call? They called the basket good and the foul on Smithport. Here comes the five starters back in. They got their point. Point across to the Smithport starters. All five of the originals coming back in now. A couple minutes on the bench. Younger guys get a nice ovation. And Troisi's going to have and one here from the line. Troisi's up and good. 47-17, that's a 30-point game, and I believe that'll be the mercy rule, and the clock will continue to run. Smithport drives down. There's a foul. Oh, no, they call it jump ball. Jump ball is going to go to Bradford. So there's Troisi, gets it in to Curcio. Curcio to Blatchley. Owls are going to put some guys in off their bench. Here comes Troisi. Troisi with a floater. It's good. Evan Troisi's stacking up the points here lately. 49-17 Owls. I see Ryan Nelson and Jamin Bell over there for the Owls waiting for the next whistle. There's a ball down low for Smithport. Three ball in and out. Rebounded by Smithport. Kick it back out. Holden Smith definitely got the memo. There's a ball stolen away by the Owls. Here comes Curcio with the ball. Curcio up and in. Curcio's on the board. That gives the Owls 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 scorers on the night. 9 different scorers. 51-17, the Owls lead. 1:50 to go in the third. There's a drive. Shots off the mark. Troisi with the rebound. Troisi thinks about it all the way. Gets it back out to Austin. Oh, and there's an errant pass. Smithport comes away with it. Down to 1:26 to go in the third. There's a three ball. Boy, it looked good, but it went off the back iron. Lorman with a rebound gets it to Troisi. Troisi takes it all the way. It's in and out. Rebounded by Smithport. 1:10 to go. Owls lead. There's a ball down low for Smithport. Too hard off the glass. Rebound by Austin. Gets it to Troisi. Troisi to Curcio. Curcio into the corner. That's Austin. To Lorman. Back to Blatchley. There's Curcio. Lorman. little floater for Troisi. Off the mark, rebounds his own shot off the mark. There's a quick hand, but Smithport maintains possession. Down to 26 seconds to go in the third quarter. There's a long three off the mark, rebound by Austin. Austin back to Curcio. 10 seconds left. Al's going to hold it for the last shot. 4 seconds. There's a kick ball off Smithport. Out of bounds. Landon Lorman's going to inbound the ball. 3.5 seconds to go. Gets it into Troisi. Spin up off the mark. Rebound Smithport. And that's going to be your score at the end of three. 51 for your Bradford Owls. 17 for the Smithport Hubbards. We'll be back. We'll take a short break. We'll be back for the fourth quarter. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford. WESB Sports.
And welcome back. James Patrick here at Smithport High School. Hubbards, Owls, after a good first quarter and a 14-9 lead, the Hubbards, I don't know, they you know, it's certainly a combination of Owls defense, but they've only scored 3 points since the end of the first quarter, and here we are starting the fourth. 1 point in the second quarter and two in the third. So the Owls are going to take the court. Starting the fourth here, Ryan Nelson, Braylon Austin, Curcio, Jamin Bell, and Landon Lorman. And the bench is in there again for Smithport. I'll try my best. There's a tip away by Lorman, recovered by Smithport. All these guys get some quality varsity time. That's good. There's a ball down low for Smithport, and there's a foul and one. That's Waller. That's his first two of the game. And, you know, he has a chance here to equal what they've gotten in a couple quarters. So he's going to shoot the N1 here. It's up and good. There's three for Smithport. Curcio comes up court. Gets it out to Bell. Bell, Nelson in the corner. Down low to Lorman. Lorman dribbles the baseline, gets it out. There is Curcio, tries a three, and it's off the mark. Ryan Nelson with a hustle of the rebound. They get it down low. Down low to Austin. Austin's shot's off the mark, rebounded by Smithport. Smithport comes away quick. There's a three, in and out, rebounded by Ryan Nelson. Ryan Nelson going to take it all the way. Too hard off the backboard. And a foul on the Bradford Owls. That's going to be on Austin. His first, the team's second. Gustafson comes into the game for Smithport now. Bell back with the defense by himself. Almost stole the ball on the inbound. 6:17 to go in the game. 51-20, the Owls lead. There's a steal by Bell. He's going to go in by himself and lay it in. Jamin Bell is on the scoreboard. That's 11 Owls that have now scored. 53-20. Smithport, thought about the long three. Gets it out to the corner. There's a drive of the baseline blocked by Nelson, and then a scrum. Smithport comes away with it. Oh, then a quick hand, and the Owls get it. Jamin Bell with the ball. Into the corner, Ryan Nelson. Lorman down low, couple dribbles. Out to Curcio. Curcio's going to take it in, back to Bell. Bell gets it back to Curcio. There's Ryan Nelson out by the three. There's Lorman at the foul line. I don't agree with that call. I don't think he traveled, but they call traveling on Landon Lorman. 5 minutes to go, 53-20. Your Owls lead. There's a steal by Landon Lorman. Gets it to Jamin Bell. Bell to Nelson in the corner. Nelson looking down low. Gets it to Lorman. Lorman gets, oh, tries to get it over to Austin. And bad pass. Stolen away by Smithport. There's a three ball by Smithport. No good. Rebounded by Lorman. Lorman comes away with it. He's going to take it all the way up court and lay it in. Landon Lorman is on the board, and that's 12 Owls that have scored on this night. That doesn't happen too often. Ooh, almost a steal there. There's a shot blocked by Ryan Nelson out of bounds. Cole Blatchley and Troy's going to come back into the game for the Owls. For Curcio and Austin. 3:36 to go. 35-point lead for your Bradford Owls. 55-20. Smithport. Boy, good defense, even by these young Owls. There's a foul on Bell. That's going to be his first, the team's third. Smithport with the ball. There's a lob down underneath. Lorman got a hand on it and knocked it out of bounds. Okerlund coming back into the game for Smithport. They get it to Okerlund. There's an open man in the corner. Then Lorman got on him. Troisi with some defense. Blatchley. Jamin Bell on the ball now. Good defense here by your Owls. Even in the late going, they get it down low. And that's Ryan Nelson with a good defense. They had to kick it back outside. 2 minutes to go in this game. There's a travel by Smithport. So your Owls are going to have the ball. 55-20 lead. Clock running with 1:50 to go in this game. Jamin Bell. Gets it to Ryan Nelson. Get. Ryan Nelson with a basket. And there is 13 Owls that scored. Every single player on the team tonight has scored a basket. That's impressive. That's hard to do. Even when you're trying to do it, it's hard to do. There's a shot off the mark by Smithport. It is a foul on Jamin Bell. Two shots for Smithport. That's Bell's second foul, the team's fourth. It's number three, a little guy from the JV team that's at the line. If you know him, he's shooting them. First one's up and good. Here comes Austin and Curcio back in for Ryan Nelson and Landon Lorman. another free throw here for Smithport. Up and good. 57-22. There's a travel on Curcio. He doesn't know. He says, I didn't travel. Smithport's going to inbound here at half court. Under a minute now in the game. There's a quick hand by Austin, and the Owls come away with a steal. Jamin Bell up court, quickly into the corner for Austin. Austin's going to take a three, and he nails it. Braylon Austin, three ball range. The Owls lead 60-22. There's a three ball for Smithport. 12 seconds to go now. 60-25. That's going to be the end of the game and the final score with your Bradford Owls on the winning end of a 60-25 score over the Smithport Hubbers. Now, way to go, Owls. I am going to take a short break. I'll be back with a post game. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports. B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB, Bradford.
Heritage Design, Modern Made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets Modern Made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490. WESB Bradford.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
W298CM Bradford. WESB Bradford. Your season ticket. WESB Sports. B107.5 FM.
Welcome back, James Patrick, Smithport High School. Your Owls, great game tonight. Come out on top 60-25. You know, after a sluggish start in that first quarter where they trailed 14-9, beyond that, the Owls went on a 51-11 run to finish the game. Whatever speech that was, they should save that one and say it more often. On a night in which 13 different Owls had at least 1 point, well, they all at least had 2 points, the Owls were led by Danny Marasco with 12. And then you've got Troisi with 8, Reese with 7, Terwilliger and Rulo with 6, Simmons with 5, Austin with 5 off the bench. All the young guys got in there, everybody scored. Great game all around for your Owls. Leading scorer for Smithport would be Okerlund and Burdick, both had 6 apiece. So everything was working right for the Owls tonight. Nice performance. Once again, we'll be with you again tomorrow night. when we travel to Tyonesta, where the Lady Owls will take on the North Clarion. I read earlier what they were, but I'm not sure. The Lady North Clarions. But we'll be with you about 7:15 tomorrow night with that broadcast. Thank you for joining us tonight. This is, once again, the final score. Your Bradford Owls, 60. Smithport Hubbers, 25. This is James Patrick signing off for WESB Sports.